Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Debating the Pubic Option with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jick is somewhere around there. Yeah, I think that the government should pay for health care, but only if it involves the crotch.
Oh, man. Because there was a single opportunity for a huge, bitter feminism debate to be sparked on a Metafilter thread today, one was.
Yay! No.
Somebody was talking about how bullshit it was and how racist, how sexist it was that health insurance covers Viagra but not birth control.
Right.
And then somebody was like, well, I don't think it's exactly fair to describe that as sexist because, like, Viagra is actually something that a doctor gives you to cure a physical disorder and birth control is not. So it's not, you know, it's not exactly apples to apples. And then that was just that comment perpetuates rape culture.
Well, I think it's a comment that can have a well thought out rebuttal, though. It's a shame.
Sure.
It's a shame that it's a comment that's not likely to produce one.
What I feel like is in cases where birth control is like medically necessary, which it frequently is, insurance does cover it.
But I would say that it's never medically necessary for a man to have an erection. It simply enables a man to have a normal sex life. Birth control for women enables them to have a normal sex life.
Well,
fear of becoming pregnant would stop you from having sex if you were a woman, much in the same way that not getting your dick up would stop you from having sex if you were a dude.
You know, fear of not being able to get an erection frequently stops me from having sex.
I would think that that's kind of like me having a fear of losing my hair.
Fear of clowns often stops me from having sex with clowns.
Yeah, fear
but
of...
not always.
It's like, you know what? I'm going to face my fear and overcome it, because goddamn, Bubbles, that is one sexy balloon animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Birth control.
I'm getting a little tired of the whole, if we have a public option, that means the government's taking over healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever side of any healthcare reform debate I could possibly be on, that's just dumb. Like, yeah, I would like to see somebody debate this bill by talking about what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of what we'd like to be in it, or what we're afraid is in it, or what isn't in it. But we want to convince people that is in it to scare them.
I'm just looking forward to the death panels.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to redo my whole basement.
I'm hoping it'll be like jury duty, right? Where you get called in to serve on a death panel.
To decide who lives and who
dies. You know what? I'm uncompromisingly going to suggest that everyone eventually die.
Yeah.
No desperate measures. And penicillin counts as a desperate measure.
Yeah, so. Any intervention, really. Sorry, syphilis sufferers. Sorry.
Take your Viagra.
Yeah, what if a birth control is what you need to stop you from dying?
Dying of
what if having a baby would totally kill you?
Child-sized tumor in your womb?
Yeah. What if the inability to have an erection is the only thing keeping you alive?
Oh, weird. Yeah, you have exactly enough blood to keep your brain alive. If it doesn't get diverted to your penis. That's what Crank 3 is about, actually.
Couldn't you just get just inject a bunch of blood into your veins and then run your penis on that?
Where are you going to get that? Well, like, you think you can just go to some kind of bank and withdraw some blood?
Dude, you want blood? I can get you blood in a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling you've been paying attention to Dale, and you're going to actually give me tainted goat's blood.
Mm.
It is a perfect plan. What have you been up to, Mr. Skullhead?
I did some stuff, and it's been a pretty quiet week in the Skullhead household.
Yeah.
We ordered some kitchen cabinets.
Holy crap.
So that's cool. Kitchen is getting remodeled, and right before Christmas, which is good. The entire family's, my entire family's coming here for Christmas. So we decided that we were no longer going to have the weird cobbled together assortment of mismatched cabinets that our kitchen is right now. So that's exciting. We didn't go to a party on Saturday night because all of our babysitters got the plague.
So there was a party that you didn't go to. It's not that you just like didn't go to a party.
No, we didn't go to a specific party that we were going to go to.
I see. Yeah. Did you hear that it was fun?
I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
But I did get laid and did not get in a fight. So kind of the opposite of that trope.
The opposite of what normally happens when you go to a party
on Saturday night. Yeah.
We had a t-shirt photographing party. Well, I was only there for part of it. There was a t-shirt photographing party over at the Pretentious Artists yonder. I met the woman who wrote the book on raising chickens in an urban environment, or at least a book on raising chickens in an urban environment.
Does it tell you how to get the chicken to wear the proper gang colors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to the state fair. I had some experiences at the state fair. Every year I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the fair before it's over. And then every year I'm like, why did I need to come to the fair before it was over? Like, I didn't go to any concerts this year.
Uh-huh.
Sort of, there either wasn't anybody playing that I wanted to see or I didn't know about them. I ate a deep fried Snickers bar, which,
yeah, how'd that go?
It could have been good, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I kind of wanted was like, you know, like a corn dog, but the center of it instead of a hot dog was like a Snickers bar.
Right.
You know, but what I got was like a corn dog, the center of which was like just sort of the molten remains of a Snickers bar. So it was kind of like eating a corn dog, only instead of a hot dog in the middle, it just had like a big reservoir of Hershey's syrup.
So you're thinking if they had maybe started with a frozen Snickers bar?
Yeah, I kind of assumed that they did. Like, I assumed that you would want your deep-fried products to have some sort of actual physical cohesiveness.
Right.
You know? I mean, it tasted okay, but it just wasn't really what I wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't try anything else weird. There wasn't much.
Now, since we got here, everybody has tried to get us to go to the fair for 2 years running, and I just don't see the point. Like, I'll go to it usually overlaps the Renaissance Festival,
mm-hmm.
and I would just so much rather go to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, me too, in general, I think. I feel like I enjoy carnival games, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, and so I end up spending a lot of money trying to throw things at other things, or onto other things, or around other things.
Mm-hmm.
They have this thing where you have like a, you get a little like machine gun basically that shoots BBs,
and you have to completely obliterate a paper target.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And if you do, you win like a motorcycle because it's so difficult.
Yeah.
That they can afford to do that. I didn't actually play it because I was like, you know, I'm just gonna end up pissed off.
I remember doing that when I was a kid and thinking I won, and then they pulled the thing forward and took out a magnifying glass and saw that I had some, you know, microscopic little red dot still on there.
I don't remember seeing those before the state fairs here as an adult. I did go to a demolition derby.
Huh, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I had been to a bunch when I was a kid, right? My uncles always were in them at the county fair where I grew up. But this one was a little larger scale. It was like, there were a few problems with it. It was kind of boring to start with because it was like, all right, we're going to roll everybody out for like the audience voting on which is the ugliest car competition. And that just took for fucking ever. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, now we need you to make a bunch of noise so we can calibrate the noisometer. Now do this. And they like, it got down to like a tie, and then they kept redoing the last two over and over again, and they kept tying. And then so it just went on for fucking ever, and the MC guy was not nearly as funny as he thought he was. So then one of the cars wouldn't start after that, so then they had to bring out the tow truck to haul that guy back out before they could like pull everybody in for the first round, which lasted like 2 minutes. So it was like 15 minutes of waiting, 2 minutes of demolition derby, then 15 minutes of waiting, 2 minutes of Demolition Derby in the second round. In that entire time, like, four cars got knocked out, and then it was like a half an hour of waiting so that the cars that got knocked out and the cars that had participated in the first two rounds could do, like, repairs.
Huh.
So there was, like, a lot of dudes, like, welding shit, which just made the whole like, stadium smell like ass, and then, like, hitting stuff with sledgehammers, and just the guy telling stupid jokes and telling everybody that you can get free food down at this hot dog stand, but only if you wait until the Demolition Derby is over and tell them the secret phrase that I will reveal to you at the end of the Demolition Derby. And as a spoiler, I'm not going to make you wait until the end of this story to hear the phrase. It was, I saw the Destruction Derby.
I see.
It's a super anticlimactic phrase. I really would have preferred, you know, Rosebud or something.
Yeah.
The Derby itself suffered from what I think is probably a kind of a problem endemic to the concept of the Demolition Derby. Like, you keep going until there's only one car left running. But what that does is it necessarily creates a situation where the cars get more and more fucked up until it's like you end up with the three or four slowest and least effective cars left in the running.
Right.
And then it's just like a, you know, watching them fuck around.
So you're saying that the whole setup is slightly flawed?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, because it's hard for me to imagine a situation where that doesn't happen unless it was just like a weird upset where one guy like just fucks around avoiding all of the other dudes until it's down to a situation like that and then gets in like three or four good hits to disable them all. Right. But then I feel like you would think that guy was a dick. So even that's not very satisfying. It was like the first like 5 minutes of the final, like just sort of, you know, free for all was pretty good because like they would, you know, just get going real fast and crash into each other. And towards the middle, like cars just started getting stuck to one another.
Right.
And you know, just like didn't have the power or the structural integrity left to disentangle themselves under their own power. So, you know, every once in a while, another car would like run into a couple of cars that were tangled up to get them untangled, which was kind of funny. A lot of the cars had been rigged to blast flames out of the hood.
Hmm.
So there was like a little standoff where two guys were having a little like a staring contest while they were entangled together to see who could create the most fire.
I think it would be more interesting to see like a guy with a sledgehammer versus a bunch of people in beater cars.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it'd be hard to disable a car with a sledgehammer.
Huh.
You know, like...
Well, give him something else. You know, I'm trying to think of something that, you know, like a machine gun or a flamethrower or something would take out the driver of the car, and that to me would be cheating.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you gave him something that he could pop the tires with,
uh-huh,
that would help to some extent, right? Like, I don't know. I feel like most of the ways in which cars get disabled is like either the body gets bent down to the point where it interferes with the wheels turning or the wheels come off. Yeah. There's stop signs painted on all the driver's side doors because you're not allowed to crash into the driver's side door.
Hmm.
If you do, you're disqualified. Which to me, that seems like it would create some degenerate strategies where you would constantly try to keep your driver's side door towards people who are a threat to you.
Well, that's kind of the... Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, that reminded me of playing laser tag with people who would just like walk up to you backwards so that you couldn't shoot the target on their chest.
Yeah, you know, fuck those dudes. I gotta play laser tag with dicks like that.
There is that kind of unclear on the concept of having fun playing a game.
Same guys who don't like
Mario Party.
Yeah. I kind of don't like the way laser tag is. That, like, I feel like you should be able to shoot someone in the head all the time and have that count.
Hmm.
Because, like, having a thing on your chest that is the only vulnerable point on your body makes it so, like, using cover, which I feel like is one of the most fun things you can do with a gun, is, like, against the rules.
Huh.
And that's, you know, I feel like that's a little problematic. Because, you know, like, in a real war, which is arguably a lot of fun,
right.
You know, it's not like you can only kill someone by shooting them in the heart.
No, it just makes a whole lot more sense to aim for the heart, because that's where their home is, too.
Yeah, okay, right. And you want to hit them at home.
Yeah.
You want to hit them where they live.
You want to hit them where they live. I think
they also keep their short hairs at home, presumably, and so in order to get them by the short hairs.
My pubic hair is my long hair at this point. Is that enough information, or would you like some more? If somebody gets me by the short hairs, they're pretty much grabbing my beard.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not particularly painful.
So, your wife?
Ho-ho!
Yeah. Ho-ho. You see how every time somebody says the word beard, I use that as an excuse to call them gay? Actually, that's just a subset of the principle by which every time somebody says anything about anything, I use that as an excuse to call them gay.
Right.
Did you watch that South Park about bikers being fags?
No, I missed that one. Yeah. I think I'm through season 10 of South Park.
I have no idea what season this was from. It might have been a new one.
Yeah.
You seen any good movies or read any good books or comic books or books?
I'm still trying to get through the Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Oh, yeah?
But that is a huge freaking book. It's pretty... kind of light and funny to read. It's not, like, terribly dense or anything, but it is 800 pages of book.
Yeah. And it took me a long time, but I finished it, and I'm really glad that I did.
Oh, you've read it?
Yeah.
So you can tell me that I shouldn't stop reading it because it's terrible or anything?
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't stop. It's totally worthwhile.
Okay. I also am caught up on Heroes now.
Oh.
And seriously, watch Heroes.
It's really
good. It's good. Yeah. I have a feeling that what I keep hearing is it never lives up to the potential of the first season, and I thought the first season wasn't particularly good. So, given that I thought every season after that was better than the first one, I can understand that if you really liked the way they were running things the first season, you wouldn't like it as much.
Maybe you just experience things the opposite way in which other people experience them. Like, to you, you are straight.
Hmm. I do like having sex with the opposite sex, which is one of the opposite things that I do.
Yeah.
I don't expect you to understand that.
Yeah. Tom Smizzle wrote into the Twitter, either of you planning on getting Dragon Age? It's got moral choices. I don't think games have ever done that before. I was kidding about games not doing that before, obviously, but it seriously does have some moral choices that are actually difficult. I picked it up and I've played about an hour of it, but I'm fucking crazy busy with all the shit that I'm trying to finish at work before we leave for Columbus. I sort of just entirely failed to get a single minute of work done this weekend, and I was planning on trying to do that.
Yeah.
And I just made plans that filled up every available speck of time on the weekend, thinking, I'll about each individual thing that I was doing, I will work when I'm not doing that. but not actually trying to synthesize. I have not gotten very far into Dragon Age at all. I started a mage, and I went through my harrowing, and somebody made a the game gave me the opportunity to make a joke about how it was a harrowing experience, but I elected not to make that joke.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that game has a sophisticated system for determining whether or not other characters think that you are an asshole. I don't know. I haven't really read much about it. Like, I've heard it discussed on some podcasts, and it seems like maybe it goes a little bit beyond. Like, I've heard it said that it's not the sort of like just cut and dried, like, do you want to help this woman across the street or beat her to death with her own child? Like, mm-hmm. Morality of like Knights of the Old Republic or, you know, Fable.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. Or they're just like meaningless moral choices like BioShock. Like, do you want to kill this little girl to get a reward now or help this little girl to get a better reward in 30 seconds? Like, Like, I really wish that in the case of Bioshock specifically, I really wish that you had gotten, like, 10 times as good a reward for killing the girl as saving her. Like, then that would have been a thing.
Right.
Right? But, like, it just, yeah, I don't know. I really feel like they just kind of pussied out on the whole thing. I guess in Dragon Age you kill a lot of children.
Excellent.
Maybe they're bad children, though.
Is there such a thing as a good child? Seriously.
Well, you can save children, but not British children.
Oh, I see.
Maybe that's what they're basing it on. Dragon Sword says, I was told by Admiral Akbar that it's a trap while playing your game. I'm watching you, although it's actually at Admiral Akbar, so I'm assuming that that's a Twitter feed that all it ever does is occasionally say, it's a trap.
Why, that's hilarious.
Yeah, like... I feel bad for people who have good ideas for Twitter accounts that have a single trick, you know? Because, like, had they thought of that before I had seen 4 or 5 of those, then I would think that it was really clever and funny. Maybe it existed before the ones that I saw that I thought were funny and, you know, before I, in my own mind, the whole phenomenon became played out.
I kind of thought it was instantly played out. Like, the first one that somebody forwarded to me, like, that's pretty funny, but why are you following that person? Like, the joke has been made.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how it continues to be funny.
Like Ocarina Navi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, have you seen that, like, the fake AP style guide?
No.
That Twitter's pretty funny. And it's actually, like, fresh content, right? So, like, you know, it's a real thing. Oh, this cat is going fucking crazy.
There's a neat blog that I found that I'm going to need to find again called How to Write Poorly Well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tips and tricks on how to be a terrible writer. Using examples from, like, Dan Brown and Stephanie Meyer and all them types.
So, it's a blog that basically makes you feel smug about being better than Dan Brown and Stephanie Meyer.
Uh-huh. It's a blog that helps me codify the reasons why I don't like their styles of writing. Which is nice.
Yeah. I remember reading an article that was basically just tearing apart the first... It was like... It spent, like, several pages discussing how the opening sentence of the Da Vinci Code just exemplifies everything that is wrong with Dan Brown. And John Brown. Mostly the thing that's wrong with John Brown is that his baby has a cold upon his chest.
And, well, his body lies moldering in a grave. That's kind of hard to come back from.
Yeah. Even if you rub it with camphorated oil.
Yeah. His wife, though, has a lovely daughter.
XDanstick says, have you guys heard of Shattered Horizons? DirectX 10 0G FPS for only $20. The trailer looks amazing. I've heard that it's an entertaining game, but it requires Vista or Windows 7, and I do not have that on any of my machines.
You don't have a Vista machine?
No. I did, like, my gaming rig that I got a couple years ago at home had Vista on it, but it was just such a heap of shit that I think I remember telling you this. I had to open the machine up and hook a fucking floppy drive up to it to be able to install XP, because it needed, like, third-party serial ATA drivers.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe there's a fucking trick that I don't know about, or maybe, like, because that seems like the kind of thing that just, like, who would ever create hardware that required you to do that?
Yeah, that is pretty fucked up.
You know, like, this machine, my work desktop, has a serial ATA drive, but does not have a floppy controller on the motherboard.
Huh.
I learned that because I was trying to hook it. Fucking network drives, man. Both network drives at my house and at the office failed at the same time. So they're off at a data recovery service now that I'm really expected to hear back from by now, but I have not. But I was trying to just, like, mount the drives from inside them to see what was going on. Turns out you can't do that with RAID mirror drives. And also, my machine, the motherboard in my desktop machine, does not have any ports for anything.
You mean, like, card slots?
No, like, you know, like, a floppy controller or an IDE controller.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, you know, I mean, it obviously has a port for, like, power to be plugged into it, and it has card slots.
Yeah.
I guess mine, you could install a card that was a floppy controller.
Mine has zero expansion slots, which is kind of crazy. Like, the case has several in the back that have, like, you know, the little metal piece screwed over them, but when I took the case off, there just aren't any card slots at all. Which I guess in the age of USB is not a huge deal, but I kind of would have liked to be to have my other sound card in there.
Yeah, because you like having two sound cards.
Well, I would like being able to host this show without putting your speaker up to the microphone, all Charlie's Angels
style.
Oh,
right, because if you have two sound cards, you can fucking use Skype and Sam.
Or I thought I would just... So then I thought I would just take out my new sound card and put the one from my other computer in, which caused a, like, blue screen critical crash, and it would not boot until I took that card out and put the other one back in.
Huh. You can get a USB sound card, like an external sound card.
Yeah.
I actually have one here that I got at the office to try and do some bullshit with some microphones a long time ago, and it just didn't work. I can send it to you.
Yeah, I could give it a shot. But Vista's been pretty decent to me. I think by the time I got my laptop in this box, it was pretty stable. It has some features that I like. It's not horrible. You know.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I just had such a miserable experience with it that I'm inclined to just skip it.
I'm interested in Windows 7, but I'm going to wait a year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason to stop using XP, honestly, right now. If I really, 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 really wanted to play Shattered Horizons, I guess. But I don't need to play that game that way.
I got, I have a laptop running Linux now.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Is it like your wife's old spare laptop, like you were talking about, or did you?
Yeah, somebody had... So we let our roommate use it when we had the guy living with us for a while, and he... I don't know, he did something that got it all infected with viruses, so he gave it to a friend of his to fix, and the guy put a copy of Windows on it that was pirated, and every time I tried to boot it up, it would tell me Windows needed to be activated, and then it would say, no, Windows is already activated, and kick me back to the login screen.
Mm.
So, it was basically worthless, so I put Ubuntu on it. Oh, I gotta give big props to Pineapple of Despair for helping me configure the thing. I guess, like, my experience has been overwhelmingly positive so far, but only because I had that guy to tell me exactly what to do from the command line to get the wireless antenna turned on.
Yeah.
And since that, I mean, just kind of works like a Windows box. It's got the same... Since the GUI is modeled after Windows and OS X, it's cool.
Do you have OpenOffice?
Yep.
Josh Grimmer wrote, "Hey guys, if your Celebrities as Monsters alternate universe took place in Asia, you could have a Tom Skerritt Skerriton."
Now there's a joke that never stops being funny.
I thought you thought that joke never started being funny.
No, ergo it can never stop.
I see. I mean, I'm Asian, so I can make that joke.
You're about as Asian as English Bob. You're Mongolian.
Mm-hmm. Wolf V says, "What's the ETA on new content release? Boy, wouldn't I like to know." We're in this, like, long haul to finish out the Undersea content, and we're trying to get it done before we leave for Columbus, but I'm not positive that's going to be able to happen. It depends on how much time Steph and I are able to dedicate to it in the next, like, 3 days.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic. I spent the entirety of today doing artwork. Just lots and lots and lots of monsters and items. So yeah, I mean, my plan was to get, like, a sort of fixed amount of stuff done today, and I basically have, like, I need to have a meeting with Riff. Maybe I'll see if Riff wants to go eat something while I drink beer for this meeting after the show. But yeah, it's there's all kinds of shit, right? So part of what I was doing the artwork for was all of the final Nemesis Quest stuff, which is nigh unto done and in testing on dev.
Yep, that is actually happening. We're going to see it in our time.
Pretty cool, yeah. So yeah, the plan, the attempt, was to get the C stuff rolled out end of this week, and then the Nemesis stuff rolled out by the end of the month. And I'm hoping that that can happen. I feel like the Nemesis end of the month is definitely doable. The C stuff end of the week is maybe doable. Mm-hmm. I have to at least get all the artwork done, because I'm trying to not have to deal with taking a scanner with me on the trip.
Right.
Which means I won't be able to add any arts. It's such a pain in the ass to, like, keep a scanner safe. And it's just bulky.
Because you tell them, you know, Lilo, and let's just get through this airblind security, but they can't resist just making somebody's head blow up.
Yeah. I've never seen scanners.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I feel like the only thing anybody knows about scanners is that at some point a dude's head blows up.
Right. Well, it's about people who have the ability to make other people's heads blow up. Because if your superpower was just being able to make your head blow up, and it didn't include the power to reassemble your head after your head gets blown up,
mm-hmm. Yeah, not a terribly useful.
Not a terribly useful after the first usage.
Josh Grimmer says, also, to keep consistent with your Kojak is God theme, you should change the restaurant in the afterlife to Telly Savalas' restaurant. No, because only geese think that Telly Savalas is God.
Yeah. And the afterlife, thus far, is not run by geese.
Yeah. That was actually after. For Thanksgiving, you should change Hell's Kitchen to Malice's restaurant. I don't want people to think that they can get anything that they want there. No. And I think because there's a stairway or a ladder straight down from the right side of the tracks, more than a mile, it is not actually close enough to the railroad tracks to be Malice's restaurant.
Mm-hmm. All of that to say...
I need to get a copy of Alice's Restaurant on my phone so that I can get somebody to give me money to spend an entire day listening to Alice's Restaurant on repeat. I'll do like a telethon. Just blog about my experiences.
I think to do that, you have to listen for a month or a year. Like, apparently just choosing to do some weird thing for a year and writing a blog about it is just surefire book deal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, there was the year of living biblically.
Living biblically.
The lady who cooked all of the recipes in Julia Child's French cookbook and wrote about it. She got a movie deal out of that. The guy who decided to make dumb and not very funny observations about stuff white people like for a year and write about it. So his entire website could just be about his goddamned book tour. That guy's my nemesis.
Does he know that he's your nemesis?
Yeah, how could he not?
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. King Stupid says, so it looks like November 22nd is Feast of Boris, and another is happening November 26th. Or 6th? 8th? I'm too far away from my screen. You'd think I'd just look, like, lean forward. But that seems like a lot of work.
Oh, my calendar's still on October.
Hey, so's mine.
I can fix that.
That's that picture of the naughty sorceress and the gooey strings between her hands and her crotch. Just I can't look away from it or turn the page.
There's a Feast of Boris on the 22nd.
Yeah, that's what King Stupid just said, dude.
Yeah. What?
The boy wrote in that we should look at the Twitter account Shit My Dad Says. He says, it's sort of a gimmick, but it's a real person doing it, and you don't care. I don't know. It's not. It, that is not a gimmick. That is a fucking content feed on the internet.
Yeah. And it's, you know, pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. And telling a joke, like, every day, that is not a gimmick. Saying the same sentence every day is a gimmick.
Or every hour, especially.
Yeah. You know, like, the mime, that was funny once, when it was all dot, dot, dot. GigaShadow555 says, okay, what the fuck is the Bubs Ass? Oh, you know, there's a place where we keep everything. All right. That's all for the Twitter. Let's look at Radio Bugbear questions. Unless you've got anything else you want to talk about. A little worried about running out of questions today.
If we were totally a real radio show, we would have a little, now we're going to answer Twitter questions theme song. And then we're going to have
that would fill up some time.
And then we'd have a, hey, we're switching from Twitter to Radio Bugbear questions. We'll figure it out.
Oh, man. One of the rides at the State Fair, I almost wrote this down so I would remember to talk about it on the radio because I thought it was funny. One of the rides at the State Fair was the slide. You know, just one of those, like, 30 or 40 foot tall slides that's, like, all wavy, and there's, like, four or five slides in parallel, and you sit on, like, a piece of carpet and slide down the slide. But the name of the slide? Mr. Skullhead, can you guess what the name of the slide was?
No, I can't even begin to guess what the name of the slide was.
The name of the slide was Euroslide.com. And Euroslide.com is just a domain squatter, so I feel like there never was a Euroslide.com. Somebody just decided to name their slide Euroslide.com.
That's awesome.
I suggested that maybe it was like an American slide, but with just more anal.
Is that what Euro Disney is?
Yes. That is exactly what I was talking about.
That's just where you go to watch Minnie Mouse get it in the ass?
Yeah. Hey, Dad, speaking of which, did you see that mouse porn?
No, I think I missed that. What?
There was a bunch of, like, still images of, like, you know, like vintage, theoretically like famous vintage porn photographs, but redone with like vintage looking cartoon mice.
That's weird.
It was pretty weird.
No, did you link that on the Twitter or something?
No.
It was just.
No, it was on Metafilter.
Oh, okay. I only look at Metafilter during the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sounds about right. Tripwood says, Disco Bandit dance moves suck. Improve them by letting other classes chain them as well. No, the chaining is the Disco Bandit's thing. If I change that, everybody would be like, oh, you need to give Disco Bandit something that only they can do. The dance moves don't suck. They're like the cheapest and most reliable way to de-level monsters, which is sometimes important.
True.
Thok wrote, summoning a Pasta Master Combat Ghost can't be set as an auto attack. Oversight slash bug or feature. Now it was just a decision that I made because it's a limited times per day thing, and so it's a thing that will automatically stop working after a while, and like I just kind of want you to have to do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yep. Cloudstrife says, on the search results page in the mall, can we have the right click to add a store to our favorites? You can ask your uncle C.D. Moyer. That's the kind of thing that I would not mind doing. One second here. There were all these sandwich boards at the fair with information about swine flu. And they were all laid out like, here's a fact about swine flu. Here's a myth about swine flu. And it was like, myth. You get swine flu from eating pork.
Yeah.
Fact. No, you don't. And like, myth, swine flu cannot be killed. Which, I don't know anyone dumb enough to believe that. Although, the fair... Okay, here's a question. You go to the fair, and this was weird. Like, on my Google homepage, there was a quote from Jeff Foxworthy, I think, which, you know, leave it to Jeff Foxworthy to really just deliver insight just consistently. But talking about if you ever feel like your family is fucked up, just go to the state fair and you'll make yourself look a lot better by comparison.
Right.
And like, I don't know. There are two possible explanations for just the caliber of people at the state fair. One of which is that the population in general just kind of sucks ass. The other is that for some reason the state fair draws the worst kind of people. And since I go there, I don't want to think it's the latter. I mean, I guess I'm kind of doing that asshole hipster thing where I go ironically, you know? Because it's like, I enjoyed the Demolition Derby, and I wanted to go to a Demolition Derby, and I wasn't just, like, pretending to enjoy watching cars hit each other. But I was certainly not, like, I would not call myself a Demolition Derby enthusiast, whereas a lot of these people seemed and looked and sounded and smelled like the kind of people who would probably consider themselves Demolition Derby enthusiasts. It was weird. Like, when I was a kid, watching my uncles do this, it was like, oh yeah, this is what you do when you're older. And then looking at the guys driving these cars, I'm like, damn, those guys are all really young. The Demolition Derby is a young man's game.
Well, I think so. You gotta have that fire in your gut.
You gotta be physically resilient. Mm. You gotta be like, hey, I feel like, you know what my body needs is a whole bunch of car wrecks today.
Yes.
Which I don't feel like that ever. Oh, I got a fucking... Well, I didn't really get a speeding ticket. I almost got a speeding ticket on the way home from the fair. But I got one of those weird waste of a finite resource tickets.
Yeah, I got one of those when I was a kid.
You're just like... It's like a ticket that they give you so that it doesn't put points on your license. It's just kind of a slap on the wrist. You got to pay like $40 for wasting gas.
Yeah.
No, I don't really believe you're wasting gas. I feel like if I could prove in court that the most efficient speed for gas mileage in my car was 80 and a 55, which is what I was doing. That I could, but like, I really deserved a ticket. Like, I cannot deny that. Like, if anyone ever deserved a speeding ticket, it was me for what I was doing. I didn't realize it was a 55. Like, there was. Like some imaginary construction.
You should have just blamed Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. I, like he, cannot drive 55 because I've been drinking bottle after bottle of Cabo Wabo.
Right.
Wait, is it Sammy Hagar?
Yeah.
That makes Cabo Wabo. It's not David Lee Roth.
Right.
Okay.
Cabo Wabo.
Is it Hagar from Final Fight?
There was a guy running for city council in our neighborhood recently for the recent election, whose name was Marcus Harkus.
Huh.
I said I would only vote for him if he had a running mate named Bo Barkus. Which seems like it wouldn't be that hard to find a guy, right?
A guy named Bo Barkus?
Yeah, he's a Bo is a common male name, I guess.
But yeah, but there might be a bunch of people named Bo, and there might be a single person whose last name is Barkus. I guess if there's one person, there's got to be more, right?
Yeah, like if Bob and Cindy Harkus decided to name their child Marcus, anything is possible.
That's true. Are there any male first names that rhyme with knight?
There's Kite.
Oh, yeah, right. And Tight.
I'm going to name our next kid Kite.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Cabra says, I think there should be some way to tell without casting a spell how many charges your bag of tricks already has. Huh. Yeah, I feel like it would not be impossible to do that, like, in the item description. But, like, there is the potential for ambiguity there if you, like, click on it on somebody else's profile or some shit. I don't remember how the bag of tricks works. It's tradable.
Hmm.
Vaz says, slash favorite item, chain command, chat command, corn on the cob.
Chorb command.
Ask Seymour. I love that I just say that now. And that's just kind of the same as dismissing it. Angry Seal says, the movable has Thanksgiving in its description, not Feast of Boris. We do that. You know, it's like, if we're going to make a joke about something that happens at Thanksgiving dinner, we're not going to, like, in the item description, write about, oh, remember your creepy uncle that always rapes you after the Feast of Boris? I'm guessing that there are a lot of items that reference Christmas.
Yeah.
Aragos says, you've had a lot of long-time absent players come back recently, myself one of them. I'd love to get back into the game, but there's so much content added, and all of it's fairly overwhelming, both in the quantity of updates and the level of play. I'm a level 12 sorcerer, stuck the 90 sorceress, and all your new cool content is way too high a level for me to experience. Any advice? Well, almost all of the Aftercore stuff, almost all of the high-level content can, like almost everything in the game, be made trivial by you just leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, just play in the places that you can. Like, I know people describe it as being a little cumbersome to level past 12 or 13
mm-hmm.
To actually get up to the point where you can start productively doing stuff like in the dungeons or the sea or whatever. Which, you know, theoretically, to a certain extent, we're going to be working on getting some content in those gaps, but not like crazy soon. Crazy loon. That crazy moon. Hey, did you see the movie Moon?
No, I would like to, though.
Yeah, you should. I don't know if it's out on video yet.
I am a big Sam Rockwell fan.
No. What about Joey Bowie? Or Kabloey Bowie? What's David Bowie's son's name? It's not even Bowie.
Marcus Harkus.
Yeah,
his last name is Jones, because David Bowie's real name is Davy Jones. No, that's true. That's...
I know.
No, seriously, man.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why you're fighting me on this.
Yeah, so but he gave his son a first name that rhymed with Bowie.
Banana Fanafo.
Well, how dare Wikipedia not give Moon the movie the first result for Moon?
Yeah.
Wait, why is Moon the movie not in Wikipedia? It is. Never mind. Duncan Jones, also known as Zoe Bowie or Joey Bowie.
Ah.
He's older than us. That's cool.
It is kind of humbling to see, like, actors playing the hero in a movie who are 10 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
And they're playing grown-ups. That's a little weird. And also to think, wow, this guy's done 8 movies, and he's 10 years younger than I am.
The overthinking you guys are trying to gather data to suggest that the height of male virility is actually 37.
Is that just for the Kevin Smith connection, or?
No, it's like I feel like they found a thing. They found enough roles that supported that notion, like Schwarzenegger and Conan.
Oh.
The first appearance of Han Solo. Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing. I think it was on the episode where they were talking about Patrick Swayze. They found a bunch of other examples.
Hmm.
I think they were hoping that they could support that with a lot of data because they're all younger than 37.
Hmm.
And as we are also younger than 37, I would also hope that they could support that. I would like to think that I'm still on the upswing in terms of my virility.
I don't know, it's hard to say. I think an energy level has a lot to do with sexual prowess.
You think?
Or sexual desire. And yeah, my energy level, not so high.
Yeah.
Yeah, kid keeps waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's just no time to be awake.
You know, you could get up and exercise to pass the time.
Or have sex.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's exercise if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Or even if you're not. Kamikaze Pirate says, I know we have the nervous tick familiar, but it'd be awesome if there was a familiar that yelled non sequiturs as you go into battle that all of chat can see, a la the tick. Yeah, that would be fucking awesome if, like, 40 or 50 people had those out at the same time. It's a familiar that just generates non sequitur system messages every time you spend a turn with it out.
Excellent.
Oh, and Twitter posts to our Twitter. Maybe the fastest way to turn chat into a wasteland. Lord Derby says, my favorite relationship advice from Jake was when he said that the great thing about being married was finding out what bothers your spouse the most and then doing it over and over and over.
Yeah, that ought to work.
Sound advice, I think.
Well, because that way they build up an immunity to it.
Yeah, you'd think. I don't know. I feel like that's like advice that applies to any relationship, like a friendship or like, you know, I feel like once you have a kid, the thing to do is figure out what like embarrasses your kid the most and do that over and over again.
Yeah, I can't wait till he, you know, some people are waiting for the first step or the first words. I'm waiting for him to develop the capacity to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. When does that happen?
I don't know. Where do... And can we make it earlier if we just douse our children in shame?
Oh, I was thinking milk, like really hormone-rich milk.
Mm. Now, I'm not trying to make puberty happen earlier because I'm not a pedophile like you, but...
If I was a pedophile, I think that I would want to have puberty happen later for everyone. In fact, ideally... you could postpone puberty until after they were 18 so that you could be a pedophile without it actually being against the law.
Nothing like a 6-foot-tall man or woman who hasn't gone through puberty yet.
They wouldn't be 6-foot-tall.
Look, you can have your fantasy and I'll have mine.
Oh, okay. So you actually want to have sex with a 6-foot-tall baby?
No, not a baby. Like an 8-year-old.
Like a toddler. Of course. Hiuint says, is it possible to get more element-based hit messages, like how cold gets the brrr? Sleaze could be ew. Fire could be ah. I don't know, you're not doing it properly. No. No, I don't know. I mean, I think it's fine that cold is the only one that has that fancy thing.
Yeah.
Linguini Lad says, do you think you could have a familiar of the month that is a fairy and a ghoul whelp? Well, first we need to do 5 or 6 more Mr. Store familiars that are potato and ghoul whelp. Because we haven't done enough of that.
Yeah. Maybe they should also be able to breathe underwater.
Yeah. Blade King says, maybe you should try having a Team Fortress 2 match with the KOL community, since they should know you have little experience in the game. I think it would be a nice way to try the game. I don't know, man. I feel like I ought to play it. Who knows? Maybe I would get really good at it, and I would start just pwning noobs instead of getting yelled at. But I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Star Control. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Star Control 2 because I'm suddenly a child again. I'm looking forward to StarCraft 2, so that I can look forward to playing on Battle.net and then go play 3 or 4 games on Battle.net, get raped in half, and never play on Battle.net again.
Hmm.
Although supposedly the matchmaking on Battle.net makes it so you get set up against people who are of similar skill level to you.
And also people who have the same sexual preference and life goals as you.
Oh yeah?
Well, if you're going to do matchmaking software, for God's sake.
Yeah, you might as well. Like, it's Battle.net's matchmaking is powered by OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
or eHarmony.com.
eHarmony, so you just get rejected.
Is that what happens on eHarmony?
Apparently, what I've heard is you have to take a giant personality test, and they'll reject you if you are sad sometimes.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because then you really just get a core membership who likes to lie on personality tests, and they all have that in common.
Yeah. What, are you ever sad? You're not ever sad. Why would you be sad?
No, I mean, there's rows of dandelions growing all around me.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, you know, if you were the kind of person who was ever sad, I don't think you would have made it through Asymmetric's employee screening process.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you lied. Personality test. I've been meaning to talk to you about the drug tests, too.
You want me to start taking drug tests?
No. I want you to start smoking weed so that you can't get another job.
Oh, gotcha. I would think that the giant tattoo that runs from my forehead to my chin would help with that.
Is there one of those?
Yeah, it's of my face, only bigger.
Oh. Right. I saw this, I don't remember, I think it was on Boing Boing, this dude that, like, painted stuff on his face, and one of the things he painted was, like, a dog, where the dog was, like, looking backwards over its shoulder, so his eye was one of the dog's eyes, and yeah. His mouth was the dog's asshole.
I thought that was I went through his entire Flickr gallery, because that was some pretty amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, completely pointless, but really, really cool.
I think the best one on, in my opinion, of the ones that I saw, which was really only the handful that were linked in that article, was the one where he painted his face like all of the faces of Kiss.
Yeah, and he had one eye be one of the dudes, and one eye be one eye of one of the other dudes. And
yeah, and his mouth was Gene Simmons' mouth, and it just looked like a gigantic like tongue because it was like small Gene Simmons.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I was pretty impressed by that dude. Should we take
I think we probably should. Right? We'll be back in around 15.
They will never believe us. homos and dissenters what you're risking. I'm insisting on containing my temper, but listen up, you shouldn't ought to be intolerant about who queers like to fuck. Queers like to fuck. Bags are great, they got hundreds of uses. You can see them on TV explaining what juice is. Abstruse is the world, but very simple is the homo. He or she is anyone who's keen to do another one more so than the opposite. Follow? Bags are great, cause almost every single one swallows, or so I'm led to believe. Lesbians also I've heard of, not to mention non-gender identified spivak, sick and nerd love, and I spurn just about everything that there is. Cause I was born here, and here's where I live. Here I give you this advice, love a bag today, either up close and personally or from far away. See, bags are gay, and gay's a good adjective, it means like happy and high, but you had to just shy me away from the topic of my fag love. Something maybe that you're lacking in, don't get mad just cause you don't have such a big heart is from the lot. You could love fags too, you already think dykes are hot. Why not come on down to the street fair? Asses and chaps plus rough trade to meet there. Some of whom been back in it in back alleys for years. Yo, I promise if you visit, you could meet some queers. And if you love even just one, hooray! If you don't, well, I hope you enjoyed your stay. And I hope you go on your merry way with the chorus of my songs slowly turning you gay. I love fags, cause I am a San Franciscan. If you're dissing on my homos, then this censures what you're risking. I'm insisting on containing my temper, but listen up. You shouldn't ought to be intolerant about who queers like to fuck. Queers like to fuck. And you don't love fags this much as a parent. You're having nightmares about them every time you get your hairs cut. You stare what you suspect could be a queer man in the eye, in the mirror, and sign coming out your fear gland. He's got scissors near your eardrums. Might lose your hearing, gotta watch it with these queer ones. And here comes your presidential cheerleader now. So disturbed by the marriages in my hometown, the cats to take the tip-top law in the land down. Scribble on it, I hate homos, big bad brown. Put it back up, be like, what? It's better. Y'all were with me a second ago when I said the marriage was threatened, and it was. Under siege by these villains, can you believe they wanted to gang up and have children? There'd be an army of them, teeming and thronging, tempting every American to give in to forbidden longing. And I thought that they couldn't reproduce, that was their weakness. Now what are we gonna do? They're gonna seek just treatment under the law? Damn it, that's like saying it's okay to be gay or a lesbian. Hey man, you cannot say that. Society would crumble and fall apart. I'll think about that on the BART. Gladdening every inch of the ride to be on the way to the where I reside. Not just a place where I keep my stuff, but the spot got plenty of the kind of person that I love. I love fags, cause I am a San Franciscan. If you're dissing on my homos, then this censures what you're risking. I'm insisting on containing my temper, but listen up. You shouldn't ought to be intolerant about who queers like to fuck. I love fags. Oh, oh, queers like to fuck.
The chicken or the egg, and which is worse? A good idea that fails or a bad one with legs? To be first, your pardon, I beg. This first verse is the story of a boy named Craig Newmark, whose art did star while parked at a job doing computer security for Charles Schwab. In 94, the bubble was still just a little glob of bubble gum, and no one knew the trouble'd come. Craig was among the elite geeky community, the few crowd who traded data electronically, and to all his friends with which he shared such camaraderie, he would send out a list of events that he wanted to see. And that's how it all got started. His idea hatched, took flight, and departed. Not so much a revolution as an e-solution. Then a friend said, can I use the list to rent my apartment? And another said, I'd like to sell my car on your list, and I'd like to find that girl from the party I kissed. Another tried to find the watch, knocked off his wrist, and another found a temp gig as an admin assist.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Yeah.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Yeah. Well, before you know it, it exploded overnight. What was once a list was now a website. But to his nerd values, Craig did stay true, gave some jobs to his friends, refused all advertising to. And what's so great is that the users really run it, acting like God. Come on, everybody's done it. You're reading the list, you check a suspicious ad, and like a citizen's arrest, you click and give it a flag. Miscategorized ads are sent for review, as well as the spam, which is prohibited too. Craig has faith you will behave with civility, although the list is still rife with illegal activity.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Yeah.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Get a job or a haircut, sublet your house, buy a stolen bicycle, cheat on your spouse, hire an intern, post your resume, find a kinky pen pal you can eye them all day, sell some concert tickets, click it, buy some used skis, give or get a blowjob, maybe a disease, find a bassist for your band and then post up a show, find a speed or coke dealer searching Tina or Snow, find homes for puppies, have phone sex with yuppies, see pics of erections or play some misconnection, find your lost journal and find a ride to Burning Man or find an LTR in a personal ad. Buy or sell some bootleg DVDs. Find a horny tweaker for some PNP. Log on after three when all the users are using and the list is all electronic cruising. Join a study group or a community garden. Find a leather nipple pain pig and beg his pardon. Post in a forum. Find you a rideshare. Activity partners is right above childcare. I'd like to thank Craig for all of his aid in finding me roommates and a job that well paid. I placed up an ad for 10 days, it stayed, and I'm afraid that Craig's list has even gotten me laid. Women, seeking men, seeking others, seeking friends of Susan, seeking her long-lost brother, seeking work, seeking rooms, seeking a flame, seeking out the goddamn weirdest things. Anything you can think, including dirty deeds, use Craig's list, you're guaranteed to succeed. That's right, and you just might even find it for free. Like Snoop said, never have a want, never have a need.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
Yeah.
He's making a list.
What?
He's making a list.
Who?
He's making a list.
Craig?
He's making a list.
He's making a list.
What?
He's checking it twice.
Who?
He sees you when you're sleeping, cause he's up all night. This is the only song ever written about a website called Craigslist. You write a line that rhymes with .org.
Yeah.
He's making a list.
What?
He's checking it twice.
Who?
He sees you when you're sleeping, cause he's up all night. This is the only song ever written about a website called Craigslist. You write a line that rhymes with .org.
Yeah. He's making a list.
What?
Hand on the wheel and steer it. Really got a back from the queen. All of we ever tries and clean. Badass spaceship that you've never seen. Move fast straight to the galaxy. Bossies, they buy for free. You buy Chinese on a long journey. Got false egg, no gasoline. I got mad energy.
Hey!
And if you love it, you can see my spec. Leave them open with a broken neck. Hoping that they make their never strike. Making your game with the least expect. Automated power with the most high tech. Open up the trunk, the beast to mech. Increase the power to the shield to pretend I never hit eject.
Hey!
All of we ally drink with the ship. False fat drink with a sip of a lip. Foldable web ball fully equipped. Stabilized coasters with a bus tip. Going to the five-star whip. Hit transform, make a sound of a clip. Stop, not throw, by same thing, fix. The only challenge, take it on their trip.
Auto-B
lifestyle. Auto-B allies roll. On the cover box, right into the next map show.
Protecting you is what we do.
Slide to the door, step out to the scene. Scope enemies, drop holes quickly.
Being Auto-B allies.
Destructive, decomposing leagues. Stripped out there, but the enemy speaks.
Well, I'm
rock out about IDs. Hit it at warp speed.
Your neighborhood.
That blast on the down of the knees. Chalk that up, all of you figure BC. Can't feel it. Sit down at the vibe at the chair and feel it. I do get the job that bus. Really keep them give up dust. Bring my candles on a custom bus. Cause the really difference these minor drugs. If you gotta travel, then come see us. Porn eaters with the kids you can trust. Double bite, gotta turn to the dust. No need to discuss.
Hey!
15 billion on the pain alone. Snake skin thinner with the LA bone. Dot feet with a just not known. But we hit 550 and the rest all gone. No tickets cause they're coming at home. Not lifted cause the lock is blown. The logo's on on the flag that flown is home. Sweet home.
Hey!
Once in a year we get it updated. See a lot of crap till the paint gets faded. When we get it back, weapons upgraded. New speaker got quite elevated. Pull up the studio, they made it. 98 tracks till the host they baited. Now that fact, right anticipated. Mac on tap, so all irrigated.
Auto-beat lifestyle. You is what we do.
Slide to the door, step out to the scene.
Don't
enemy, don't quickly.
Be an auto-beat ally.
Destructive,
And we're back. Whoa.
Great.
Oh. Wow. That was an exciting couple of minutes. It was actually took place during the show, and I tried to keep it as quiet as possible, but Baby decided that just did not want to wear a diaper. So we're trying to put a diaper on the child, and the child's screaming, and yeah, it took two of us to just put a garment on a being who is, you know, weighs 20 pounds.
A garment like a temple garment? Are you raising your kid Mormon?
Yeah, I figure that'll confuse him a whole lot when he figures out that we're not.
Yeah. There's probably some advantages to raising your kid Mormon. You get 10% of the money he makes.
Right. They don't have
any. Just tell them you're sending it to the church.
They only have anal sex before marriage.
Yeah. Natnit says, I had a dream last night that I was hanging out with Hot Stuff in Vegas, but he wouldn't have any beers with me. What the fuck is up with that, man? But yeah, I think this is a sign that I should stop listening to the radio show before bed.
Does Hot Stuff still drink beer?
Yeah.
That seems like a single beer would give him more calories than he consumes all day eating radishes and whatever the hell.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever.
He usually eats one good-sized meal in a day.
A radish for breakfast, a radish for lunch, and a sensible dinner.
A sensible dinner, yeah. not as much beer. Ethanol has a lot of calories in it, man.
That's true.
I feel like the way that I've been eating, I'm probably back to the point where I'm getting like half of my calories or more from alcohol.
Which is how it should be.
Which is just weird, because I'm like, back in the day when that was happening, I was eating like a pig and drinking more than I am now. But, yeah. So it's all a balance, you know, all things in moderation. Sometimes I eat dinner, sometimes I'm drunk.
Yes.
It's important to do everything in moderation.
Yes.
It's important to spend exactly the same amount of time awake that I spend drunk. So that one of those two things is not immoderate.
Right, right.
Pack215 says, hello, Jake and the others. Could you make it possible to take free polls out of your display case / receive them in K-mails? No. Messy loopholes. Blasmeister says, the Styx Pixie looks a lot like a demon to me. Why would the Styx Pixie be a demon? Why would not pixies in hell be demons? Demon pixies. If a duck was in hell, it would be a demon duck.
Yeah.
If a barber of Fleet Street was in hell, would it not be a demon barber of Fleet Street?
Could be. Did that mean that he gave demons haircuts?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like being a child killer.
Or a sex offender. Like, are you actually like, pissing off coitus?
Like, hey, missionary position. Your mom.
I was talking about how it never occurred to me, I forgot if I talked about this on the radio or not, but it never occurred to me that a Star Destroyer in Star Wars was like a destroyer class ship that just happened to occupy the stars, as opposed to like a device that destroyed stars.
Yeah.
I feel like as a kid, I was like, oh, that's a ship that destroys stars. But that, you know, it clearly doesn't.
Right.
And couldn't. And then, Hot Stuff made fun of me by saying that he'd had the same realization about ocean liners.
They don't line the ocean?
Actually line the ocean, as that would be an insurmountable task.
I don't know, maybe if we lined the entire ocean floor with, like, PVC or something, we could stop all the seaweed that gets in the beach and pisses you off, and, yeah.
Yeah, it fucking rots and stinks. Goddamn beach.
Yeah.
Are there beaches in San Francisco?
I think so, but you can't ever swim in the water because it's always too cold.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, you can't ever swim in, like, Seattle?
You can't. You have to wear a suit. Not a wetsuit, like a three-piece suit.
Yeah, just like it's like a fancy suit.
Yeah.
All the beaches are very exclusive. You also can't be a Jew. Um... Santa Claus says, can you guys program the outfits to work like the wand where you only have to have it in your inventory and not equipped? I know it takes away from flavor, but it would save time. It's not just flavor. It's like actual mechanical restrictions. This is a losing battle against perception.
Stupid perception.
Yeah. Stupid proprioception. Always making me aware of my heartbeat. Max Malmulti says, chat pay messages when something sells in the mall make it easier to pull outfits from Hank? Making it easier to pull outfits from Hank seems like it would be an interface convolution that would make Hank's harder to use in general. You know, you could macro pulling an outfit from Hank's. Chat pay messages when something sells in the mall is something that people want. I feel, though, that, like...
they should be system messages.
Yeah. I feel like enough people would turn them on who have hugely high traffic in their stores that it would cause a lot of problems. Just the mere existence of that feature would cause problems in terms of its ability to scale. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. A Deadhead says, whoa, check it out. The newest Order of the Stick comic is a big tribute to Dune. That's what I've always wanted, is some big tribute to Dune that I don't like. I wish I liked Order of the Stick. Like, and people who like the things that I like Order of the Stick. But I just... it is, like, just never good.
Yeah, I think it's intermittently funny.
Even if there was something funny in every fifth comic, right, that's one funny thing for every 100 panels of dense-ass, non-funny dialogue. It's too long. They're too long. I like my comics punchy, man. Like, I need my comics for modern dude on the go, you know? That's like one panel. Or like, maybe two panels. Yeah, they were two-panel comics. Mm-hmm. Three panels, man. But, because I live on the internet now, I'm going to express an opinion about something. I did not think that XKCD that was the threads of the characters in the movies and when they were together and when they were apart was good.
Huh. Yeah, you're wrong. Sorry.
You think?
Yeah. It was funny.
I mean, I do like to weigh in whenever something is bad on the internet and just say, hey, I think that's bad.
Right.
Hey, maybe if we run into Randall at Comic-Con, we can tell him ourselves, hey, that comic was bad. Well, I could tell him that, and then you could be like, hey, this dude's a dick. Your comic rules. You want to make out?
Yep, that's what I'd say.
Numenor says, how about a familiar that in addition to being a fairy slash volley slash brero, etc. type, it have a mechanic of being able to be tuned for plus or minus combat? Well, the problem there is that we've already got as much plus and minus combat as we want in the game. So a familiar that did any of that would be like all not doing any of that. Ethan like the dinosaur and shoots.
Wow.
Any iPhone KOL app coming out soon? Oh, man. Speaking of somebody named Ethan, remember the movie Explorers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was thinking about that movie yesterday because I saw the Tilt-A-Whirl. That was the end of that story. I should watch that movie again, and I should actually do what I always intend to do, which is to just fucking stop watching it when they meet the aliens.
Oh, hey now.
Nothing good happens after that. It's stupid.
When was the last time you watched it?
When I was a kid. Okay. And I felt like, even when I was a kid, like, the movie was just crazy awesome until they meet the aliens, and then it's just dumb.
You would feel differently about that, I think, now.
You think?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think it goes in a direction that a kid brain wouldn't think is awesome. Like, if you watched Seven when you were a kid, say... you're like, what the fuck? They killed that girl? This is the worst movie ever.
No, I was into that kind of shit when I was a kid.
Killing women and pregnant women and putting their heads in boxes? Mm-hmm. Like, when I was a kid and I saw a movie based on the King Arthur saga, I thought that it was dumb that it ends with Camelot kind of destroyed and Lancelot going off with Guinevere. But as an adult, you can understand the arc of that story better.
So, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm just misremembering what was going on with the aliens, but I feel like they were... I feel like at the point where they land on the alien ship is where it just turns into, a stupid, silly kids movie.
They talk in nothing but pop culture references. I haven't seen it super recently, but... Yeah, there's this whole thing that what you're seeing might be what the kids think they're supposed to be seeing, and blah, 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 and yeah. I don't know. I'd like to see it again. But I remember not liking it so much when it came out, and then liking it a lot more when I saw it again. And yeah.
I mean, I remember that the big reveal at the end is that the aliens were actually little kids.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it is. They're at the end, their parents come home, and they're, in trouble.
Huh. Maybe I haven't watched it as recently as I want to.
Wait, what?
That wasn't even English, was it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, maybe then it's too late.
Da Kittic A.T. Da Kitty Cat, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with this weird capitalization? It's like...
We gave them
the word inside my name and capitalize all the letters in that word.
We gave them the ability to do that, and we have no one to blame.
Sure, we have no one to blame but me. Do I get to keep my extra 10 turns from Laborde, having not used any, or will they disappear at rollover? The only way that you lose any turns at rollover is if you have more than 200 turns backed up, so yeah, you will get to keep them. Gaucho says, can you add chum cagings as events in the Hobopolis log? Are they not already? Ziltang, right. Will the next clan dungeon have its own currency, or will it also use hobo nickels? It will, we haven't actually decided on what the, overall deal is there, but it will definitely not use hobo nickels.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Only hobos use hobo nickels. You can't spend them anywhere else. Only underwater dudes use sand dollars.
And I think we're... If we're leaning any direction, it's to not have a currency in there.
But. Yeah. But just to have enough stuff going on that, you can play... you can play around and have goals and have stuff to collect to, at least in an extent approaching the scope of Hobopolis, but not necessarily you're just I need 10, I don't know, buckets of sand.
Right.
Because the next clan dungeon is a planet that is not a desert planet but wants to be.
Wannabe desert planet. That's there's a lot of pathos there.
Kill Bill says, what will the underworld acorn be used for, and will there be any new hobo bosses? None of your business? Or I'm sorry, you'll find out.
I think we can safely say now that the Underworld Acorn's going to turn into a new hobo boss.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, yeah.
We can safely say that because it's not true.
No new hobo bosses. Read my lips. No new hobo bosses.
That means I can stop holding those protests with the signs that say hobo bossed enough already.
The Awesometorist says, I'm too old-fashioned to use Twitters and Google Voices. Would you accept questions in smoke signal? Or, and then I'm assuming that's Morse code in Morse code. I know my first name is Steven. I know that there's an O. Yeah. I'm just going to assume that that's Morse code. It's a five-letter word and a four-letter word, and the second letter of each word is O.
And in there is the...
It'd be horse cock.
In there is the Asian-style emoticon for being asleep, too.
Which is what?
A dash, a period, and a dash.
Oh. Yeah. What letter is that?
dash dot dash. I don't know. All I know is SOS is dash 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 dot 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 dash dash dash.
I think it's dot 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 dash 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 dot dot dot.
Yeah, so see, I don't even know that. That's why they never came to get my ship. What the hell is OSO mean?
Like, oh, look, it's a bear. Cool.
His ship's being attacked by a bear.
Thanks for warning us.
Stay the hell away from you.
Griffin Slade says, how goes the progress on the iPhone app Kokobo's Castle? You mean the iPhone app that you just made up? It could be a good medium to introduce alternate types of familiar equipment. You know, that I was thinking, Mr. Scully, that what we should do is we should make it so every familiar has five different types of familiar equipment,
right,
so that when we make familiars in the future, we have to come up with five pieces of gear rather than just one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think we should also make it so each familiar can equip another familiar as well.
Mm-hmm.
Conversation Killer says, I always seem to have a hard time finding ball polish. Is it a conspiracy against lesbians such as myself? Wow, Conversation Killer is a conspiracy against lesbians.
That's
but
weird.
No, unlike you, that is not a conspiracy against lesbians.
Like, so is she a conspiracy against lesbians in the same way that KMFDM is a drug against war?
I think so.
I don't believe that I would be in any... I would not involve myself in a conspiracy against lesbians because I do so enjoy the many documentaries made about them.
Mm-hmm.
First Boy on the Moon says, hey, Jake, I had my thumbnail removed a couple weeks ago. It was rather more impromptu than your nail removal, though, and involved probably quite a bit more rusty metal.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. My doctor did use a rusty pair of pliers.
Like, and can I remove your toenail with these pliers?
With these pliers. I've lost my I lost my pocket knife, man. I'm like freaking out. It's like I feel like I'm naked everywhere that I go because I don't know where my fucking leather man went. Or my leather chaps. I feel like I'm not naked because I'm not wearing assless chaps.
You know, I'd rather go naked than wear assless chaps. I'd rather be seen with other assless chaps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How would they sit down?
So that's like a you'd rather go naked than wear fur?
I would rather wear assless chaps than go naked or wear fur.
What about assless fur chaps?
That would just look weird, because it would just look like you're a really hairy guy who waxes your ass.
Huh. Are you not?
I think wax your ass is going to be my new, like, fix your wagon.
I'm going to wax your ass?
You don't shut the hell up, and I'm going to wax your ass.
Mm-hmm. Which is to, like, put you on wax, which is like putting someone on ice, only hot instead of cold.
Right. I was thinking that meant record them on a gramophone, but no.
Mm-hmm. Gramophone. Razorbell says, with the addition of spell criticals, is there any chance to get the vampire capes on critical mechanics to work with spell crits, critical heals, and critical noodles? No, that's not how it works. I forgot about spell crits. Spell crits, woo. Owner of KOL writes, Jick, what inspired you to make KOL? I believe you're the real owner, right? Yes, I am. I own both KOL and All the Noobs. Weird. Found that book in the backyard. Written on stainless steel sheets. Barry. And it just had everything in it. It just explained this whole thing. But we're only allowed to turn one page a week.
Yeah. And sometimes if we offend the gods, we can't turn a page for like a month.
If we offend the gods by spending a whole month drunk. Not Slanding says, what is up with this Underworld Acorn?
I hope that that the speculation thread for that keeps going and going and going. Because by the time it actually does something, it will just guarantee that everyone on the forums is disappointed.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought we established that it was going to be blah, 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 blah. clearly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, weird. Fuxer says, why do, did, you want to keep the strange leaflet secret words off the wiki? Something that sets them apart from all the other things you don't mind on the wiki? You know, I don't know that I ever actually explicitly said that I didn't want them on the wiki. I would like to believe that it is possible for us to maintain a secret if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, what I feel like happens is 90% of the people, 99% of the people who try to say one of the leaflet secret words in chat and it stops them from doing it, they say, oh, right, they don't want me to tell people this. Okay. And then the 1% is like, what, check it out. I figured out a way to say it in chat anyway.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like, fuck that, dude. You know, because it's like, I don't know. Somebody once told me a padlock keeps honest people out. Somebody told me that. You know what somebody also told me is that you had a boyfriend that looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year.
Hmm. Well, that was not confidential. Yeah. So I can't be really upset about that information getting out.
Yeah. Kingdom of Sora says... No, Kingdom Sora, not Kingdom of Sora. So whatever happened to doubling the Gibberer's underwater adventure bonuses? Thought that was live on dev ages ago, or am I mistaken? No, it's been live on live for live lives.
Live.
Alpha Omicron says, thanks for the Arborween content. Any tidbits about this coming Crimbo you'd like to let us know about?
Nah, you'll see it soon enough.
Knots Landing says, Torchlight equals Diablo ripoff. I mean, I don't know that that's really a thing that you can say.
Hmm.
Like, it is a game clearly inspired by Diablo, made by the people who made Diablo. Like, so I guess it's, there were, like, Empire Strikes Back was a Star Wars ripoff. Like, Pantsless says, I don't think you have to worry about the data recovery company busting you for illegal shit, because if they did that, no one would ever give them their drives ever again. Yeah, no, I wasn't really worried about it. And there's really not... There's very little stuff that is technically illegal on any of my hard drives. Like, I feel like the overwhelming majority of the media that I have is media that I ever ripped. Like, I really don't tend to steal a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've not downloaded any movies. Wait, that isn't true. I downloaded Dave Gorman's Google Whack Adventure.
I can't seem to face up to the facts that I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I've downloaded a few movies, but it's mostly just like obscure stuff that Jess needed to watch for a class.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if something is available streaming on Netflix and Netflix streaming is borked for some reason, I will download that movie for free because I can watch it for free anyway. So yeah, like everybody else, I have this weird set of, like, there are movies that I want to watch but I won't pay money to watch them. It's like, I'm not taking money away from anybody. If it didn't, this system for getting this movie to me for free didn't exist, I just wouldn't watch it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if that really counts as justification, though. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. There's like, there was a set of Shakespeare plays that the BBC did in the 70s, which is available on DVD. It's like 37 plays, and the DVD set cost $3,500 because it was made to be sold to libraries and schools and whatnot. And so, yeah, I downloaded some of those, and I'm hosting them so that other people can download them because those are things that should be seen and aren't going to be.
Huh. Yeah. Fair enough, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm totally not bailing you out if you go to jail for it.
Okay.
Stupak 2 says, I've eaten at the Lee's in Milpitas. It was really good, but I got a different sandwich. Also, a friend got a durian milkshake thing. I do not recommend it. It smells like shit. Yeah, I heard that durians, the whole deal is that they smell really terrible, but they taste good. man. Next time you're out here, man, we're going to fucking Lee's fucking sandwiches, man. I ate there once this weekend. So good. I literally cannot shut up about how good the sandwiches are.
Yeah, I saw that. You just keep talking about...
I almost sandwiches. Said something about the sandwiches on the Twitter on Saturday when I was eating them, but I didn't. So, don't even...
Herculean restraint.
Artie Adams says, have you guys tried mixing a little eggnog with absinthe to make sure it doesn't curdle? I don't know when... I gotta talk to Riff about when he's leaving for Christmas. We gotta do a Thursday show where we have the absinthe nog. I cannot decide whether I think that is going to be really good or really, really bad.
Sounds tasty. Like the taste of absinthe, I think, would add something to the nog that would be delicious.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to properly, like, louche. I don't know what the water content of eggnog is. Right? Because, like, I don't know. How much water is in milk? Like, if you get 2% milk, it's 98% water, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess eggnog couldn't be more than, like, 10 or 20% fat, right? I don't know. And I guess it'll get a little bit of water in it extra from shaking it in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic about that. B. Maher says, can Mother Slime be made unkillable in run and slash hardcore soon? It'll be bad for speed if setting up those runs becomes a requirement, thinking of the upcoming contest. Yeah, it becomes a fucking requirement, man. You know, nobody remembers this, but John Blee pwned all over NS11 Ascension by basically proving that a whole bunch of ultimate wads were required for competitive speed ascension.
Hmm.
Right? Like, in a final stunt, just decided to prove that the NS11 Ascension game was hopelessly broken by that little bit of content. And it's like, you know, they talk about it in the thread about this, and it's like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Mindset that I don't understand. It's like, it's kind of a, and I'm not like, I'm not like mad about this. It's just, it's weird. It doesn't, I can understand wanting to be optimal, right? But like, what I can't understand is just sort of being annoyed that in order to have fun with this game, I have to do a thing that is not fun.
Uh-huh.
Is the basic premise of that, right? Because if I don't, somebody else will, and they will be better than me, and other people being better than me is not fun. Right? Like, it's just a, I cannot quite wrap my head around it. Like, I understand it well enough to be able to, like, predict it and sort of manage it, yeah. I think, at this point. But, you know, I cannot empathize, I guess, is what I'm sort of saying. And, I mean, you know, maybe it's because I'm just the kind of person, like, I like, go on Battle.net to play StarCraft, and I'm like, you know what, like, I am either going to lose every game of this that I ever play with anyone, or I am going to have to work so hard getting good at this game that I will no longer enjoy it. And I was just like, all right, I'm not going to play this.
Yeah.
I guess I don't want our players to do that, so whatever. Anyway, we fixed that today. We didn't make it soon. I felt like it was a little sloppy. Not sloppy, exactly. A little forced to just make it so you couldn't kill her in Hardcore Ronin, so we just put a level requirement on it, because that's a natural thing that exists other places in the game. And that was the way to do it without making it diminishing the experience for anybody under any other circumstances, which is always the challenge, right?
Yeah.
Kamikaze Pirate says, I'm chomping at the bit for the new stuff in your store that you've mentioned every week for the past 3 weeks. I want to buy the DVD, but not until the calendar comes out. Yeah, did we get word on the source art for that other Christmas card?
He is going back to the original painting and is going to rescan it.
Oh, okay, good.
He hasn't done so yet, but I really feel like we can go ahead and roll that.
Okay. I mean, as long as we know that the source is something that can exist, then I'm fine with it. So I'll talk to Hassel about that and see if we can get the new stuff in tomorrow. Kamikaze Pirate also says, have any of you guys ever watched QI? If not, go to YouTube right after the show and search and laugh. I don't know what QI is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Trail Mix says, is the sandwich Jick keeps raving about a banh mi / Vietnamese po' boy perchance? Those are excellent. I don't know what a banh mi is. Is a banh mi Vietnamese po' boy?
And now that I think about it, you kept talking about the sandwich, but you never said where it was from or anything, so...
It was from Lee's Sandwiches, man. Yeah, I think that this... Yeah, no, it totally is. Sandwiches made up of thinly sliced pickled carrots and daikon, cucumbers, cilantro, yeah, and then various meat fillings. Yeah, no, it is in fact a banh mi. Generally served in small shops and at some faux noodle eateries. Sweet. Yeah, so I guess I like Vietnamese sandwiches.
Excellent.
Still not as good as the doners in Germany.
Yeah, let me know when you want to go to Germany just to have a couple of those and then come back.
Yeah. We'll do it. Grimdale says, hi, I had a great time with KOL LARP and the team I was on won. Jake mentioned that we'd get something for winning, but haven't heard anything so far. Thanks again. Ooh, subtle reminder. We haven't decided what we're doing, I guess. We talked about it, keep forgetting, and I apologize.
I also need to make an item for the winners of the calendar contest.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to, the costume contest, we're going to do something. And putting the Limerick Dungeon winners in the Limerick Dungeon. And then I'm just going to quit.
A picture of some turtles made out of helmets that he saw in a craft store. That's funny.
Turtles made out of helmets?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Ferrand says, in response to that guy asking about which 1UP podcast to listen to, I just thought I'd recommend the CGW/GFW archive. Of all of 1UP's podcasts, it's the one I've found to be the most like KOL's podcast, which is to say largely informal and frequently going off on random tangents. Also, they've got a lot more of the self-deprecating nerd vibe going on. The quality, however, does start to go down towards the end, with most of the cast leaving in the months prior to the 1UP layoffs and being replaced. Okay, that makes me feel pretty good, right? Because I had heard good things about that podcast and tried listening to it, and I thought it was pretty awful. And then this guy writes in and says that it's the most similar to KOL's podcast, which... I don't know why. There's got to be something. Like, I feel like it's okay if people on a podcast spend, like, a few seconds just laughing about a joke that they just made, if I think the joke was funny. But if I don't think the joke was funny, then it's really insufferable. Like, I just cannot stand listening to somebody laugh, especially somebody with an annoying laugh. I feel like that was the sense that I got from the Games for Windows podcast. I don't know. 1UP Yours I really liked before the layoffs. I forget who that guy was. There's just the one guy who was kind of an asshole and was funny and smart. And so I liked that. I don't remember his name. Sean Breckenridge Brandstein. D-Fish says, oh, mighty ones, would it be possible to make nudity in KOL more amusing? Only God can make nudity more amusing.
I think nudity is pretty damn amusing anyway.
Stupak 2 says, I don't know if this is supposed to happen, but the Haiku Katana restores HP after a monster acts. Everything else I know of restores before the monster acts. Bug? Oh, like the skill? Huh. I wonder if I had generalized healing stuff in the skill stuff or if in a skill code, or if that was all, if they were all done individually until I put in the Haiku Katana skill, and then that uses the healing that's generalized from items. Although those things should happen at the same time anyway. I don't know. I'll look at it. I might have fucked something up. Stupak, actually, send that in as a bug report so that I can say in the bug report that I asked you to send it in so that it will show up on a list of stuff that I'm going to look at right away. Kylax says, any chance of the Mega Gem having a plus spell effect or something? Yeah, in among Rift's level 11 tweaks, there are some things that make some stuff do some things. Zach68 says, why doesn't the Chatty Pirate have any item drops? The Chatty Pirate is meant to be sort of a punitive element to the zone.
Yeah.
He's crazy annoying.
They're part of the penal system.
And you can get rid of them, is the thing. Like, there are ways to get rid of them by sinking items. Capitalism gave your dog AIDS, wait, I did, says, could you make it so that when you unlock a new tattoo, you could click on the word tattoo at the artist place to take you where you can change your displayed tattoos? That is a pretty good idea.
That is a good idea. I assume that the initial question that Capitalism gave your dog AIDS, wait, I did, was going to ask was, is there a way to change your name in-game?
Really? You don't think he likes that name?
Maybe after we make fun of him for a couple of weeks? We can shame somebody into wanting to change their name and then tell them it's not possible, right?
Lazy Stripper says, seriously, we need to make underworld items zappable. There are zero of the staves in the mall. Makes me sad. That wasn't a sentence. You really are the laziest stripper ever.
That just makes me think of the stripper in Mexico. Came out in like a shirt and some jeans. Like, wow, yeah. How is she going to get those jeans off over those giant stripper shoes? Like, oh, she's not actually going to take her clothes off.
She's not. Yeah.
She's just going to walk around for a while the music plays.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that place only has three strippers,
mm-hmm.
And it's really it's rough.
And three songs. That was kind of awesome.
Really?
Like, I guess each stripper had two songs, but it was always the same couple of songs with each girl. That was why Amplitude gets a boner every time he hears "Where's My Mind Now."
Oh yeah.
Because he keeps thinking about Frank Black and how hot Frank Black is, because Amplitude's totally gay.
Mm-hmm. And he's a purple vampire.
Yep.
Mecha says, could the anti-antidote prevent poison for a round after use? It gets annoying curing it and then being poisoned in the same round again several times over and over. Huh.
Who am I?
I don't know. There's not that much stuff that poisons you. Inferno Hero says, did you guys watch the newest episode of Metalocalypse? Jick is totally Nathan Explosion. I don't know, that's pretty cool. Whatever happens in the newest episode of Metalocalypse that makes this, me seem like Nathan Explosion, I can get behind that.
That's pretty awesome.
Tell me which episode it is so that I will know. I guess it's the one that was the newest on the yesterday. BioSpark says, so the NPZR has a toaster crotch, right? Shouldn't it inflict beaten up in the haunted bathroom? I don't get it.
Do you take a bath in the haunted bathroom?
No. Oh, that would make sense, right?
Shower? Yeah.
I think you take a shower.
Yeah.
It's totally safe to take a toaster in the shower. You can't take it in the bathtub, but you can take it in the shower.
Yeah, the toast gets kind of soggy, but that's the worst thing that happens.
Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, two questions. Does the 10-pound effect from the Moogle Feast get stripped by Uber Hodge? No, it does not, because it is not an effect. Also, what's the deal with the construction site? The construction site is what you see instead of Hanks on your first ascension. So, yeah. Yeah.
Did you
just stop playing with this key?
It sounded like you dropped like a bicycle bell.
Hrag says, are you going to play Team Fortress 2 with Hrag? Hrag can be helpful and friendly.
I don't know if I can play online games with people who talk in the third person.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Fred Levi says,
Mr. Skullhead doesn't know if he can.
Yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Fred Levi says, the best part about the new Super Mario Bros. Wii is the super guide. If you get stuck on a level and lose 8 times, you get the ability to have the computer play the level for you. You can turn it on and off at will, though, so you're presumably supposed to just use it to get past that one part you keep dying on. There's a lot of people pissed about that. I personally just kind of don't care.
Yeah, I think that was a clear example of the internet generating controversy to feed itself. It's like, you know, the Mario games are kind of for little kids. You can totally play them if you're an adult, and that's fine, but they are kind of for little kids. And if they make something so that it can be voluntarily easier for little kids to play them, then don't get pissed.
Do you really think of the Mario games as being for little kids?
I think of, like, a target demographic of maybe 10 to 12, yeah.
Are we done with radios?
Yeah, I think we can be. Yeah, I think we could.
Hey, wait, seriously, we asked if we're enjoying the Triviathon. Did a Triviathon start?
Oh, we were supposed to... I don't know.
I remember saying something about being interested in some trivia.
There was something happening on the forums, yeah.
It was sent today. We forgot to sign up. Let us know what all that's about. All right. way to end on a strong note there, Jake.
Is there a what? Huh? What? Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.